Shalom to all. Today's Avos Chol Daf Mem Dalet. We are starting Mem Gimel Beis about 5 lines up from the bottom with the words Or Mar Bereid Ravina. And today's Avos sponsor Lili Nishmas Mars Merim Sar Bas Biakam Moshe Hernish Amash and Haven Aliyah. So we're right in the middle of a story. The Gemara brought a Machlokes Rav and Shmuel regarding the Tur Batz HaVeshet, the place where the veshet connects with the jaw, and what size hole nekev needs to be there to make the animal treifa. Rav had said Mashu just a little bit, and he explained because the Tur Batz is Makom Shchita, just like the regular veshet. Where Shmuel said that it's only a hole that's Rav, that's because their Tur Batz is not a Makom Shchita. The Gemara then brought a story. The sons of Ukva had an ox, which the Shechita began just a mashahu in the Turbats and was completed in the Veshet itself. Rava then posseled it, taking the chumros of Rav and Shmuel. The story then came to Rav Abba, and he told them to tell Rava that he has to pay the sons of Rav Ukva for causing them a loss, because really, it's kasher uman of shach. Lefi Rav, the Turbats is a kasher place for Shechita anyway, so a little hole there doesn't make a difference if that was part of the Shechita. And lefi Shmuel, even though it's not kasher to shecht in the Turbats, only if the hole is Rav, so then that's possible. But since the cut of the Shechita was just a little bit over there, so even according to Shmuel, it's not possible. Something more continues with this. I could say a tiyufta refutation towards the enemy of Rava. This is just a euphemism, meaning he's saying I have a tiyufta on Rava himself. That's because it follows. The halacha is always like Beis Hillel, but if a person wants to pass like Beis Hillel, if a person wants to pass like Beis Shammai, he could. If he wants to pass like Beis Hillel, he could. Not a problem. But mikula Beis Shammai, mikula Beis Hillel. But if he wants to take a case in which he's relying on both kulas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, Rasha, he's a Rasha. And if he's going to paskin relying on both chomers of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, all the cause of Omer about him, the pasuk says, "Haksol b'chayshach haylech." The fool goes in darkness. El rather, ik Beis Shammai kulein chomrehain. Either paskin is completely like Beis Shammai, like the kula and the chomros. Ik Beis Hillel ke kulein uchomrehain, or just like Beis Hillel, all their kulas and all their chomros. So we clearly see that going like the chomros of two opposing shitas is called haksol b'chayshach haylech. So I could Rava paskin like that in the case of Rav and Shmuel. He's going like the chomros of both Rav and Shmuel. Now before we get to the answer, the Gemara just asks on this brayso which is quoted, "Hagu v'kasha." It itself is problematic. Amrit, you said right in the beginning, "Lo'el malchik Beis Hillel." The halacha is always like Beis Hillel, and the Vahadur Tani, right afterwards, the Barsha says, "Where it's the last thing to Beis Shammai," Yah said that if a person wants to go like Beis Shammai, he could. How does that make sense? The Gemara answers, "Like Kasha, it's not a problem." Kan kun in baskol, kan la'achar baskol. Here we're talking about before the baskol, here after the baskol. Meaning in the second statement of the Barsha, where it says you can go like Beis Shammai if you want, that's before the baskol that came from Shimon that says that we always pass like Beis Hillel. Whereas the first line of the Barsha is talking about after the baskol that told us we have to go like Beis Hillel. The Barsha, alternatively, we could say afal achar baskol. Even after the baskol came out, we could still pass like Beis Shammai. How is that? Because Rabbi Shua, he's like Shitz Rabbi Shua, the Amar Imash Kichem Baskol, who says that we don't pay attention to Baskol, and therefore you could go like Beis Shammai if you'd like to. Bottom line is Mikol Makom Kasha. Either way, we have a question: how could Rava Paskin look the chumros of both Rav and Shmuel if that's considered Haksil B'Chesh Chaylech? It just doesn't work. That's what the Brats tells us Beferosh. So the answer is Amar Tavas. He tells us Kul Kerav Avda. Really, Rava Paskin completely like Rav. Now is that understood in light of the fact that we had thought that Rav told us that the Turbat Haveshet is just like the Veshet itself, and you are able to shech there. Mimela starting the Shechita there is not a problem. The answer is Dichas Rav and Bar Chaskol. When Rav and Bar Chaskol came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar he said as follows: don't listen to the klalim that my brother Yehuda says in the name of Rav. In other words, you can't trust him when he quotes Rav. Hachyam Rav, this is really Rav's shita. Veshet nasnu bechacham shir. The Chacham did give a shir in the veshet itself of where shechita is allowed to happen. Our original understanding in Rav is that there's no shir of hagrama by the veshet that you could shechta wherever you want, even in the turbats of veshet. Over here, the Rav and Bar Chaskol is saying that's not true. Rav holds there is a limit on the veshet to where it's allowed to be shechted. Mechalal that implies the turbats of veshet la makom shechitahu, that the turbats of veshet is not a proper place to shecht. And v'ka'amar b'mashu, Rav had said that the smallest hole on the turbats is a simen treifa. Now that we have our new and correct understanding that according to Rav, the turbats is not a valid place of shechita, so that's why it's a treifa, and Rav didn't paskin incorrectly. So we further discuss this, where the limits of shechita on the veshet. So first we discuss above, closer to the head, lamal ad kama, higher, above, near the head, up until where is one allowed to shecht. So Rav Nachman says, akedei tvisas yad, up until where a hand can hold, that's either 3 or 4 fingers, it's up until there, which is the uppermost part of the veshet that one's allowed to shecht on, and lamatad kama, the lowest part, up until where is one allowed to shecht. So Rav Nachman or Rav Ravui tells us, akedeshi yasir, up until where it's yasir, which literally translated means it becomes hairy. That's basically where the veshet goes into the first stomach, which we said is called the kares. The inner lining of the kares has these like hair-like protrusions of sort, so all the way down until there, that's basically the lowest part on the veshet one's allowed to do shechita. As Mar'ani, is that really so? Va'amar Ravina, Amar Gavina Meshmei de Rav, the Gavina says the name of Rav, Tefach Beveshet, Samach Lekares, Zekar Sapnimi, that the Tefach of the Veshet, which is closest to the Kares, that first stomach, in other words, that bottom Tefach of the Veshet, we'll call it the bottom because it's all the way at the bottom going into the stomach, so that bottom Tefach of the Veshet is actually considered part of the stomach. And therefore, Amai, why would it be okay to shecht in that spot? Hika Shachet, Bekars Kashachet, when he's shechting, he's actually shechting the Kares, he's shechting the stomach, he's not shechting the Veshet. The Gemara says, Emel, let's say as follows, Tefach Bekares, Samach Leveshet, Zekar Sapnimi, the Tefach and the Kares, which is close closest to the veshet. That's called the inner part of the kares. So it's not like we had just quoted before that it's a tefach on the veshet, which is closest to the kares. That's already considered the kares. It means a tefach in the kares, which is closest to the end of the veshet. That's considered the inner kares. Ibai, so alternatively, we can answer, Kikam Rav, when did Rav say this? Betairo, with an ox, demasir tvei, that has much more hair and it goes further up the veshet. But if it's not an ox, so then these hair-like things remain in the kares and they don't go up the veshet. Going back to discuss Turbatz HaVeshet, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Turbatz HaVeshet, Shenital Kuloi Milechi, Kasher. If the Turbatz HaVeshet was completely removed from the lechi, it was pulled away from the lower jaw, the animal's kasher, that's not a treifa. Matana Tuna and our Tana taught us this. That's in a Mishnah later on. It tells us as follows, Nital Lechi HaTachtoin, Kasher, that if the lower jaw was completely removed, so it's kasher. Mashma, that even though the Turbatz HaVeshet is now disconnected from the lower jaw, from Lechi HaTachtoin, it's not a problem. However, Maskel or Papa asks as follows, Ve'eka Ikor Simonim. There's Ikor Simonim. That means the Simonim are detached, they're ripped out, they're not connected, so how could it be permitted? We know that Ikor Simonim is a treifa. Now, instead of answering Rav Papa's question, the Gemara asks on it, Rav Papa, Kashmas Nisen, according to Rav Papa, how does he answer the Mishnah? Nital Lechi Tachton Kasher. The Mishnah we just quoted before says that if the lower jaw was removed, it's kasher. So Rav Papa might have a great question, but it's against the Mishnah. So the answer is that Bishlam Asnisler of Papa Lekasho, we could say the Mishnah according to Rav Papa is not a problem. Hadi Yakura Kure, the case of Shmuel was talking about that Rav Papa was asking on, which we're going to further clarify in just a moment. That's referring to where the Simonim, the Kun, and the Veshet were pulled out from where they were connected to the Lechi, whereas the Mishnah itself is talking about the Igumigume Miyalavai Simonim. That's where Lechi was cut and removed from above the Simonim. In other words, when the Mishnah says that when the Lechi Atachton is removed, it's Kasher, that means that the lower jaw was cut above where the Simonim are. So even though Lechi Atachton was removed, the Simonim are still connected. So the Mishnah is not a problem. So back to Shita Shmuel, El Shmuel Kasha, according to Shmuel, it's problematic because we just explained in Shmuel, and that's what Papa was asking on, that the Simonim were pulled out of place. How could Shmuel say that that's Kasher? That's Igor Simonim. So Gemara answers, Olay Teima Kulay Ela Imarubai. Don't say that means that the Turbat was completely ripped away and removed, rather, the majority of it was. And so as long as some of it's still connected, Shmuel says that the animal's Kasher. Asking more of Amar Rav Archana, Amar Shmuel, we have a member from Shmuel himself, Simonim Shendalu Beruban Trefa. If the majority of the Simonim are shaken or removed, if you will, then it's a Trefa. So we have a steer Shmuel on himself. The Gemara answers, Amar Shishi Bridrav Idi, Ha de Ikpel Kpule, Ha de Ifra Kifruke. This first member from Rav Nachman Shem Shmuel that we're dealing with, that Turbat Saveshet was removed, that's kasher. That's referring to where it was peeled away. Ikpel Kpule, in other words, the part of it which was removed, it was only Rav, it wasn't the whole thing, but the Rav of it which was removed was if it was peeled away from where it was connected, and that's not a Simon Trefa. Whereas the other member, Rav Shem Shmuel, from Rav Rachana, that Simon Mishin Daldalu Beruman is a Trefa, that's referring to where as Ifra Kifruke, which basically means it was ripped away, and even though not all of the connector pieces and tissues and whatever it is that held the Simonim down were ripped away, some of them are still connected, since it was like wrenched or ripped away, it wasn't peeled away smoothly, even the ones that are still connected are not really properly holding it down, and that's a Simon Trefa. We continue to discuss another Trefa of the Mishnah, Upsukas Agargaras, the Gargaras, which again is the trachea, that's the kane, it got cut, that's a Trefa. Now, Tana, we have a Braisa, Kam Upsukas Agargaras, how much does the Gargaras, does the kane have to be cut in order for it to be a Trefa? Beruba, the rive of it. So the question is, Vakam Beruba, how much is the rive? What does that mean? So Rav Amar, he says, Mem Dalam Bez on top, rive Ivya, it's majority of the thickness. This is referring to the thickness of the kane itself, the cartilage which makes up the kane is thicker on one part of it than the other, so it has to be the majority of the thickness is cut through for it to be a trefa. However, for Amrila, some say that this is what Rav had said, Rav Chalala, it's the majority of the hollow, meaning the hollow part, the empty part of the tube, the inside of the kane, the majority of that has to be cut through, and that turns out to be a kula, lumas what we had just said, Rav Ivya, because one cuts through the majority of the thickness of the wall of the trachea, of the cartilage, before he gets to the hollow empty space that's inside the tube, this would turn out to be a kula. Now, we have a story about this, Hayi Psukas Agargaras, I saw the Kamei de Rav, there was a case of Psukas Agargaras that came to Rav, and Yosef Kapadik lay Barov Ivya, he sat and he checked the majority of the thickness of the cartilage, and Armulator of Kahana Ravasli Rav, of Kahana Ravasi asked Rav, Limaton Rabbeinu Barov Chalala, you taught us it's Rav Chalal, the majority of the hollow, the inside, that's what has to be checked. Now, Shantel Kamei de Rav Barchana, Rav sent this question that was brought to him to Rav Barchana, but he checked it Barov Chalala to see if he was cut through the majority of the hollow, empty space, Va'achshra, and he said that it was kosher. And Vizav Minabat Laser Itzri Pshita Bisra, Rav Barchana even bought 13 istri pshita worth of meat from this animal, meaning not only did he paskin that it's kosher, but he also bought a certain amount of its meat. Bottom line is we see from here that Rav only did a bedika, he only checked Rav Ivya, which was the first version of what he holds, and then when he was asked, but what about Rav Chalala, so he sent it to somebody else to paskin. But now the Gemara asks on this, that Rav had sent this to Rav Archana and he paskin differently. How could he do that? But then you have a brass that says, Chacham Shatime in Chaver Shal Atayr. If a Chacham was metami something, his friend is not able to metahir, and Asar if he answered something in Chaver Shal Atayr, his friend, a different Rav, is not able to be matter it. So if Rav paskin one way, and then he sent it to Rav Rav Bar Chana, how could he pass in a different way? The Gemara answers, Shani Hach, this case is different. Do Rav loy asar mesar? Rav didn't asar it, even though his shita is that he holds that if it has a cut through the roiv of its thickness, since it's puzzle, he didn't actually paskin like that. He looked at it, was quiet, didn't say anything, and said to Rav Bar Chana to paskin how he sees fit. So that's not going against his braisa. The Gemara asks another question though. Once we have a chacham that paskin, how could he eat from it? In other words, once Rav Bar Chana paskin that this is okay, he really should not be eating from it. And it seems to be that he did because he bought 13 coins worth of its meat. Now, where do we get this from that he shouldn't eat it? So the Gemara brings something that we already had previously. Now it's using it for what's relevant over here. Vaksev, we have a pasuk that says in Yechezkel, Va'aymer, and I said, Aha Hashem Elokim, Hinei nafshi lo mutma, behold, my nefesh has become tame, unevelo trefa lo yachalti min urei vad ata, and I never ate unevelo trefa from my youth until now, v'loi babafi besar pigol, and meat that's pigol never came into my mouth. Now I have to explain exactly what Yechezkel and Avi meant, because obviously he didn't do these things that it seems to be that he did, which would be suri dairaisa. So what's it referring to? Hinei nafshi lo mutma, what's it referring to? Shloi harti bayayim, he's saying that I didn't have yehurim thoughts during the day, lovely day toma balayla, that brought me to toma at night, and revelo trefa lo yachalti, what does this mean? Shloi chalti basar kos kos ma'olam, they never ate meat that was kais kais, which means shechta quickly. That's what we had brought it up early in the Gemara regarding Mesukenes. They have to quickly shechta before it dies. I never ate that. And here's the reason we're bringing this. V'loi babafi basar pigol. When he says, I didn't eat pigol, what does that mean? I never ate from an animal that a chacham had to paskin about. In other words, there was a suffix, there was a shaila on the animal, and the chacham said that it's kosher. I still never ate from that meat. A different answer is Mishum Ramnasan Amru, the name Ramnasan, they said, I never ate from an animal that the parts that were supposed to be given to a kain weren't separated. Bottom line is, we see from here that if there's an animal that had a shayla, even if a chacham paskin that it's okay, somebody who's of elevated status, like the Rav himself, shouldn't be eating from it. The Gemara answers no. Hanimili, most of the talib svara. That's only in regards to something that's a svara. For example, as we're going to see later on, that if there's a hole in the lung and the chacham's not so sure if that hole was before shchita or maybe it only developed after shchita, so he can make a hole right next to that one and he can compare the two if they look similar. So obviously the first hole came after shchita. If not, then it came before shchita. But that has to do with svara. What does the chacham think? But over here, Rav Bar Chana, Agmari Samach, he relied on that which he got from his rebbeim. So it has nothing to do with svara. It has to do with the psak that he had got from his rebbe, the messiah that he was taught. Therefore, it doesn't fall under this din that there's a shayla on an animal. You shouldn't be eating from it, even if it's kosher. Ask the Gemara another question. He shouldn't have eaten from it for a different reason, because of chashad. It looks inappropriate. What does that mean, inappropriate? Tanya, you have a brayso. Don't say then, if a dayin pask in the case, zika v'chiev, he was mezaka, this person was mechayev, different person, team of a tier, he was metame or metaher, asar v'hitir, he asered or matered, v'china edim she'idu, edim that gave edus about something, kol m'sham likach, all of them are allowed to buy this thing that they paskined on. Aval amur chamim, al chamim said, harchik min akir u min adoim aloi, stay very far away from kir, from something that's repulsive or something that seems like it. That's because people might suspect that the dayin paskined that it belongs to Reuven and not Shimon, or that it's tahar and not tameh, or in our situation, that it's kosher and not treif, because he wanted to buy it and wanted to benefit from it, and then they're going to say that he didn't paskin correctly. So it should be the same thing over here, that Rav Bar Chana paskin that it's kosher, and then he went and bought some of the meat. That seems like he was over on chashad. People might say, oh, he paskin that it's kosher so that he could buy it and benefit from it. Says the Gemara, no, honey mealy, this whole thing we just mentioned is a problem. That's only something which is purchased based off of estimation, evaluation, appraisal. And so people might say, oh, the reason why you said it's Shimon's, or the reason why you said that it's tahar and not tameh, is because you wanted to buy it for a cheaper price, which is possible the person got for a cheaper price. But huch over here with Rav Bar Chana, maskla muchach, its weight shows that he paid regular fair market value for it. He paid 13 coins. That was the value of the weight of the meat that he got. That's how much everybody else paid for it as well. As there's nothing that seems inappropriate. Rav Bar Chana didn't get any special treatment over here. Ki adi rabba, it's really Rava, shar trefsa, he paskin that a trefa was kosher, v'zavin mina bisra, and he bought meat from it. And amr le'bas Rav Chisda, the daughter of Chisda told him, the daughter of Chisda was his wife, that abashari bukhra v'loi zavin mina bisra, my father, he would say that a bachar is okay, but he wouldn't buy meat from it. Rav Chisda was a kayin, and he was able to paskin if a bachar had a mum on it. And in that situation, it's allowed to be eaten by just a regular person. It doesn't have to be brought as a karbon. So she's telling her husband, Rava, that even though he paskin, this animal had a mum, so it was okay for a regular person to eat. He wouldn't buy any of its meat because of chashad. It seems inappropriate. So amr le'i, Rav responded to his wife, Hani mili bukhra. That's only referring to bachar da ashum zdabin. Its meat is only sold by estimation. It's not sold by weight. That's halacha in regards to bachiris, that you're not allowed to sell it by weight. It just has to be a general approximation. Here, take this piece of meat. It's approximately worth X amount of money. And that's why he didn't buy it because of chashad. People might suspect that he got a better price for it. But halacha in this situation, maskla muchach, its weight proves that I didn't get any special treatment. I paid the standard going market value for this meat. So my ikka, what other issue might there be? Mishum umtum al yasa, that perhaps you're going to say that I got a better piece of meat for my value than other people. For example, if a pound of meat costs a dollar, well, you can get prime first cut brisket for that, or you could just get regular brisket for that. So one of them is a better better piece of meat. And that's what you want to say, that I got a better piece of meat for my value, and that seems inappropriate. Well, that's not an issue either, because kol yoim o'im samal yosez avnuli, they always sell me the best meat for the average price. That's because they're always mechabed me for who I am, and so nothing special or unique or different happened in the situation that I paskin that the animal's kosher than would have happened if I would have just walked into the butcher shop and bought some meat. Therefore, going back to the case of Rabbi Rachana, he paskin it was kosher, he bought meat from it for the regular standard market value, there's nothing problematic with that. The Gemara discussed another topic somewhat similar. Amar Chazi says as follows, what's the Chacham? This is a person who sees a trefa for himself, which means he has his own animal, which is a suffix trefa, and he's able to paskin either way. He could technically say kosher, technically say treif, because he sees reasons to be matur, and also reasons for the opposite, and he paskins l'chumra that it's asr. That's the Tanur Chacham. And Rav Chisda, another member from Rav Chisda, Ezu, Sayyid Matan Asiyeche, who's exemplified by the Pasuk, Sayyid Matan Asiyeche, the one who hates gifts will live, Zahrai Trefa Atmai. This is a person who sees a trefa for himself, he paskins that it's no good, instead of saying that it is kosher. And so if a person, when dealing with his own money, is careful, and he's not going to go l'kula, so for sure, he's not going to take gifts from other people. And something similar, Dashmar Sotcher Shmeid Rav Chisda, call me Shakari Vishaina, anyone who's Kairi, which means he learns Chomesh, and he's Shaina, which means he learns Mishnah, Vurai Chefel Atmai, and he paskins a trefa for himself, and he says that it's Aser, Vishim Shtamid Chachamim, and he's Mishamish Tamid Chachamim. Rashi explains that means he learns how to differentiate between different Mishnayas and explains Steeris between them, which is called Gemara. Alvakasamayim, about this person, it says, Yigei Kapecha Kisoichel, Ashrech Vatoivlach, the labor of your hands. When you eat that, happy you are, praiseworthy are you, and it'll be good for you. And Razid Amar, he tells us, Zaycha Vinechel Shnei Lamais, Alamazeva Lamaba, he's Zaycha, and he inherits two worlds, this world and the next world, and that's what we understand the Pasuk. Ashrecha is Ba'ilam Hazeh, and Vatoivlach is La'ilam Haba. And a few examples of this, Rablazar, Kevim Shadji Leim Bain Siyamidi, Loy Shakel. When the house of the Nasi in Eretz Yisrael would send Rablazar a gift, he wouldn't take it. And Vichy Havim Zamnule, Loy Azil, when they would invite him to come for a Suda, he wouldn't go either. And Amar explained himself, Laikabai Mar Diche, don't you wish that I live? Tichse, the Pasuk says, one who hates gifts will live. So that's why when you send me something, I don't take it. And when you invite me over, I don't come either, because I consider that a matana, a gift. Harabzera, Kim Shadule, Loy Shakil. And Rabzera, when they would send him things from the house of the Nasi, he wouldn't take them. However, Kav Mizamnule Azil, when they would invite him, he would go over. Amar, he explained why. Memhe Amar Alpha on top, as a Kuri Hud Misyakrubi, they're getting covered through me. So it's not that I'm taking something from them, I'm actually giving to them when I go to their house because they get honor by having me over. We're going to stop for the day. Epic with Mark continue to discuss Trefas of the Kana, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.